Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Uprising. Enjoy.
This is Lower Level Low Moon in the Gatecrash Room at New Heights on December 2nd, 2018.
Last time on Young Low Moon, we reached the caverns of chaos, and now we are continuing our adventure, or something like that.
Thanks, Mr. Narrator.
Make me a script and it'll sound better, okay?
But it's not real, because Dan has to stay since last we broke.
Once last we broke,
thank you.
We had invaded the Goblin Lair fairly successfully, I might add, with minimal effort, the Caves of Chaos, after much ado.
Which next to no casualties.
So when we left off, the majority of the party had been hanging out in the large copse of trees, and actually some of them had been attacked from behind by the goblin champion, possibly the goblin chieftain, and some other warriors, and summarily dispatched them. And there was discussion as to whether you wanted to move your camp into the caves that were formerly the goblin lair, and then strike out from there to continue exploring the caves of chaos.
Everybody gets 6 electrum pieces.
Nice.
6. I went from 0 to 6 EPs.
Wow.
Do you have Faze's character sheet?
I do.
Can you look and see if you can find the name of his horse? Because we traded horses. And I can't remember.
Okay, yeah, I'll look.
I finally wrote it down, so I just got it.
I still have Jake Anchor.
On the main character sheet, the horse does not have a name. He was going somewhere with the horse. Oh, here it is. Tim Tim.
No, that's mine.
Oh, now you have Tim Tim? Okay.
He has Tim Tim. I have whatever his
name is. Yeah, I don't think he had a name written down for it.
I think it was like Sam or something like that.
Okay, that sounds good.
You just call his horse Sad.
If he gets here and changes it, then he'll deal with it. By the way, you guys do realize you just ate lunch like less than 2 hours ago. Okay, just to clarify it.
Yes, but this is tacos. And tacos is better than what we
eat. So long as you understand you're eating your dinner early, which means when dinner time comes and you're hungry, you'll be snacking.
If there's food, they must
eat. I'm only having one taco.
One taco is a good number.
And then I'm going to have more later.
I fed Aaron Murphy's.
Oh, that's not fair.
Nice of you.
He had to eat something.
He didn't spend his allowance on it.
It was from the dumpster.
He kind of tortured us.
I didn't splurge or anything. It was from the dumpster.
You just saw the dumpster and then you saw Aaron's feet sticking out like this. Because he was
there. Like, rummaged through, found a couple sandwiches, and we were
Josh, ready to roll.
Was it similar to his baptism?
What?
When his feet shot up in the air?
No, it was very
okay, so I am going to sketch out kind of the layout of the goblin lair that you have so far found. However, since you're not like literally mapping it or getting square footage or anything, there's not going to be any, you know, accuracy to scale. If that changes at some point, you guys are doing that, then we'll deal with it when that time comes.
Can I map?
So this is a Jake level map.
You can map, but it takes time and it slows the party down in moving. So
does anyone object to me mapping?
Gold and silver combined.
Arden, did you write down your 6 electrum pieces?
No.
Do you not want them?
I'll take them, but give me a minute.
What?
I'll take them, but give me a minute. I'm tacoing at the moment.
Fine, I'm just reminding you so you don't forget.
Thank you.
All right, those tacos made me
I have hungry. No objection to you. Wait, can we have somebody a little more sane mapping?
What?
Why who's mapping?
He wants to.
I'm not
sane. We don't believe you.
It's kind of hard to write with.
Isn't that what most
out of
crazy
character
people say?
Says the only person in this party with an insanity?
Didn't your points go up last time?
Yeah, but wild candy.
We don't know what it is yet.
You can map. Okay. I don't care. I was just messing with awful games today.
Allow me to actually.
If you're going to map, then you have to get actual paper and you have to draw the map as I describe it. And whatever map you make, that's what you get.
Any time I see random stick figures on there, we're taking it away from you.
Random.
I won this one, just so everybody knew.
But what if they were just enemies?
This guy was stalling the entire game, that's why he won. What about one pawn?
What about one
pawn?
I'll take some if you don't mind. Good question.
Would you do right how you beat them?
I write down every move in the entire match.
You should make
so
questions.
I can go back and look at it.
Oh, it's going to be raining for their zoo trip.
It is.
I should have said
or especially for higher level.
What?
It's required in tournaments.
You're fired.
Not in all tournaments. That tournament didn't require it.
Each tournament?
Okay. So this is the sketch of the layout of the goblin lair. Anybody wants to actually look at it? There it is.
It looks layery.
And even though you are planning on mapping now, you have not mapped yet. So, like, if you go through the goblin lair again, then I'll give you the actual distances and you can mark them on your paper.
So, where is the entrance? Is this...
Yeah, there are two entrances that you have accessed. One is here. This is the one where they just came out and attacked you from behind. And this is the main entrance. So we'll kind of look at this. There's trees out here.
Are the circles rooms?
Yeah. So that's a room. That's a room. Those are two smaller chambers. And this is a big room. Okay. So, as I said, the last time we broke, there was discussion whether you wanted to try to move your camp at this time. Right now, as of right now, you've left all the horses under the protection of the dog, the wolf, and Rar. Is that right?
It's a formidable party.
Wait, did
once
you
the dog catcher
Rar?
Comes by. Yes.
I thought they were guarding.
I know we left Rar.
They were watching the horses.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Yep.
They are guarding the horses.
Okay, so it is late afternoon. That sound right?
All of them just get into a giant fight.
Yeah, it's almost nightfall, actually, because you guys did not camp again. You did the nap. But you didn't do a full night's camp after the cultists event. So you did a nap and redid spells, but you didn't stay overnight. So you got about 2 hours of daylight left as of right now. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
Okay.
Well, I say that we secure the area, make sure they need it, free of any threats before we try to make a camp.
Okay. We're role playing. Does anyone reply to Brunson when he says, "I say we secure the area before we"? Anyone have a response?
Okay, let's do it.
Sure.
Jake's in. Okay, sounds so. Some phase is fine. That's fine. So, what do you mean by secure the area? Explore further.
Explore like a little further out, all the way around.
Sure. How far from here is our camp?
Well, we're discussing making this our
a little over a mile.
Well, yeah, but our stuff is at the other one. Yeah. So
it's a little over a mile, and about 3/4 of that is through dense jungle.
So I recommend...
The way you came in. Now, you can see here that there's a way to go out that's more gradual, that's more like copses of trees and forests, and that's how the party that came in before came in.
Mark and I can travel quickly through the dense forest, so Mark and I can head, pack up camp, and bring it back.
I also have... What do you call it? Survival skills.
Yeah. Right. And they are operational in this forest because you did take the time.
So
I can find my way, like, track stuff.
Yep.
So
tracking, healing,
I would recommend,
running.
And if Mark's fine with it, that Mark and I would go back, break up camp, and bring this thing here while the rest of you would secure the area and make sure it's safe to camp. Make sure it's safe for us to set up.
Face just shrugs.
Given your... previous track record of throwing yourselves at encounters. I don't know if that's very safe.
I would say we are quite adequate when it comes
you
to
might
combat.
You might happen across a band of 50 goblins and immediately attack them.
50 goblins? Oh, that's not even
we
that
ran
many.
Into how many 300 maybe?
What was your response?
You said that's not even that many.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm afraid of. That type of logic. Maybe
I could take 50 on my own, let's be honest.
Hmm?
But I won't. Cause I...
Remember, you won't have meat shields to take attacks for you.
I have Mark.
That's one.
That's part of it. I can make more.
At most,
I can make more.
9 or 10 goblins can attack him at any given time. The other 40 are going to be looking for you.
I'll just make some more meat shields.
Let them die.
Sir,
he's confident.
Are the epitome of overconfidence.
That's all I've heard.
Okay. So what are we doing? Can we start going around the table?
Sure. I'm securing the area.
Okay, Jake is in for securing the area. What does Mark want to do, or what is he doing?
I'm going with Bezor.
Okay, so Mark and Bezor are committed to break down the camp unless they're otherwise...
Prohibited.
Brunson.
Wait, are our horses and stuff already up here?
No.
Waiting for us to make a decision.
Our dogs are what?
Okay.
I don't care if you guys want to go and secure the area, or get the base camp broken down. However, I would caution you to avoid any useless encounters or any easily avoidable encounters.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
So have we explored this entire cave system?
No.
Yeah.
You covered the majority of the goblin caves as far as...
That's why we get into these problems.
This big room,
skill,
but there are two hallways to go out that way.
Skill and fireball.
This way down here, it stops at
that's,
a heavily
that's
bounded
a good
line.
Tool as well.
Okay, I'm going to go back.
That's all right.
I'm going to go back to that big
then
room.
We'll get more dwarves.
Okay. Well, I think that's what they're talking about doing, but they're going to have two groups.
We
one group going that way and the other group going back to camp. So, what is Charlotte doing or what does she want
to
do?
I'll help Jake to hear the area.
Okay. So far we have Jake Brunson and Charlotte, quote-unquote, securing the area or whatever that's going to actually look like. Theon also wants to go into the caves.
Donate to my GoFundMe.
To follow
Fireball
password,
for low-level parties.
Gone so far. What about Janny?
I guess I'll go with Theon.
Okay, so everyone's going in either into the caves or into the surrounding area. Realize that when you say into the surrounding area, you can see another cave mouth from here. It's a couple hundred yards away, but you can see another cave mouth. Out across the way.
If anyone's going into the
maybe,
actual cave,
although it's on the complete opposite side of the valley.
If anyone's going
so if
into
does,
the actual cave,
must go
caves,
under.
Someone take my map and.
I thought you were talking about down, like further down the wall or something.
No, you did see one before that was way up on the wall of the valley across it. We can't see it right now because of the trees, but.
I shouldn't have put this on this.
Time to redraw. There was somebody on Facebook that was looking for an adventure where the dungeon underneath is kind of like round, like a Ferris wheel, and it moves.
Yeah.
So I shared that module you ran for us, the Iron Overlord one.
Yeah.
Because it's similar, but it spins this way instead of vertically. It spins like this. So
yeah.
I don't know if they'll try it out or not.
It's a good dungeon. Okay. So Bezor and Mark are going to set out pretty much back the way you came, because you know how to get there from here, and back to the camp, and then try to bring... you'll have to bring the horses around through the easier terrain. You're not going to be able to take them through the jungle.
Right.
So that'll be the plan, right? And the rest of the party... Theon wants to do caves. When you say securing the area, are you saying caves or outside?
I was talking about
caves.
Well, the new, quote-unquote, new... staging area is inside the cave, right? That we're theoretically
yes.
going to be using?
Yes.
So I say we explore further in the caves to ensure that the surrounding area is secure.
Okay.
That's my suggestion.
It appears as if Theon is willing to lead the way, maybe out a little bit ahead of people because of his sneaky nature and his improvision. And he was suggesting going past the big room here.
What's this?
Stairways down to a bound and locked door. Okay, so that's the plan. We've got Theon out in front of the party. Who's in the front of the body of the party then?
Jake.
Before we had to before we had to go break up the camp, I'd like to give this map to Brunson to say if you're going to the cave, I'd like you to continue mapping if you're willing to.
No way. What about your errand boy?
Faze, would you like to continue mapping?
Sure, as long as I don't get distracted.
And he's distracted.
Okay, after Jake?
Charlotte.
You can't have your camp and map it too.
Bring it up the rear, got it.
I'm not mapping the camp. I'm mapping
Bezor
around the camp.
And Mark are together going off into the sunset, and that leaves FaZe will go after Charlotte, so he's in the middle, and Brunson will be after FaZe.
Why does FaZe look so short?
Because he's short.
FaZe is an elf.
I don't think he should be.
No, he's too short.
They're like mid height. Not short. Like 5'7".
First of the party of short elves.
Okay. Anyway. Alright. So we'll do a little bit in the caves, then we'll do a little bit in the woods, we'll go back and forth. That'll be the plan. Aaron, while we're doing the first round of them in the caves, would you run down to my office and get that microphone?
Yeah.
Microphone.
Yeah, Aaron. You're on there. Aaron.
Okay. So you go in the cave. Theon leads you to the right fork. Now, at a point, if you want to be far enough in advance of them to get the benefit of your sneakiness or whatever, you're going to have to be basically out of sight, so you're not going to be able to lead them. But you do have a gist of the map, and the gist is you're going to go basically right and straight ahead until you get to a big room, and then that big room has two exits out the other side, and he's going to check them both. So that's the gist of it, okay? And Jake is second. So. All right? So you enter the caves. To be clear, talking about 9-foot ceiling, 8-9-foot ceiling, rough hewn earth. It's not smooth, and occasionally there's roots or dirt, leaves or stick or stuff laying on the floor as you first go in. When you first enter the cave, you go about 20 feet to an intersection, and you go left, forward, or straight forward, or do right. And Theon is going right. Everyone who sees him go right. About 20, 30 feet, that dead ends at a T section. So you're like right here. And then that T section has a room to the right that's about a 20 by 40 foot room. Okay? And he's crossing that room, and it's at that point that you're losing sight of him. So you see him, he's going directly across the room, out the hallway, and he's getting ahead of you to get out of your light and your
goodbye, Theon.
Okay. And are we using any light, by the way? Or are we using lights, lanterns, torches, whatever? I know before we had a couple people had lanterns, or we have continual light.
I have a lantern.
Yeah, I don't think we should use continual light because
lantern it is.
Right.
Okay. So Jake has.
Well, I mean, he's going to be traveling far enough ahead that continual light won't bother him, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, let's just use continual light. I guess.
Lantern.
Okay. All right, so we have a continual light. Brunson's carrying it. He's almost in the center of the party, so everybody's able to see, no problem. Once you're out away from it, you can see on information. Okay? So you cross the room.
Yeah.
On the other side of that room, it goes 20 feet, and there's a little hallway down to the left, but it's a dead end. When you guys get down there, you look that way. You're not tracking him. You don't really have a way of tracking him. But he said basically stay straight ahead. You look down there and you see that it's a dead end hallway.
You can scoot a chair in there so much
room. We can put him here. We can put him there.
Some collaboration.
Here's a chair right there.
Where are you sitting? I'll sit right here. My brother.
Here you go.
Used to be brother. We have a different character now.
They're brothers.
Okay. Here's this.
Brothers from L-Y-F-E.
And Bezor went with Mark to break down the camp and bring it back, and he asked you to continue the mapping while he was gone.
So you get the map.
And you said, sure, unless I get distracted. So right now, you're committed to map unless you get distracted. Which maybe you've already been distracted. It's hard to say.
Yes, my true consciousness okay. has been restored.
So,
you
go 20 feet, passing the hallway to the left, and you look in that direction and see that it's a dead end.
A little bit.
30 more feet, and there's a hallway to the right, or you can go straight ahead, but you can see that straight ahead is a dead end. Okay? Now you're ahead of them.
All right. Dead end.
So you're crossing through the big room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll split up.
He's a little bit ahead of the party, and otherwise Brunson and Mark have gone back to break down the campus. Let's see.
Bezor, the Bezor.
I don't know where we are. Where do I think I am right now?
We're like,
that's the big room in question right there. So.
Like the lines, like a hallway, and then
the
circles are... Mm-hmm.
We left all the horses outside with the dogs.
Yeah, that's where you guys
hopefully
are
the dogs don't decide to eat them or something. That would be terrible. Okay. As you first approach the big room, mm-hmm. And you're in the dark, you're on infusion, you step up through the little narrow tunnel that leads into it, because it narrows down to be like about 5 feet wide at the entranceway, mm-hmm. and you know that there's 30 by 40 foot room beyond there, and it should be empty, but you hear some sounds of movement.
I will approach cautiously.
Okay.
And sneakily.
Movement.
Creep up. Peer into the room. You see there's a small chair and tables in the middle, a table in the middle of the room. There's a wooden chest to one side, and the top of it's sitting open, and you can see that there's a bow in it, arrows in it, a couple swords. See two shields hung on the wall to your right, the wall that's on your right when you enter. You don't have direction sense, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay, and there's some otherwise odds and ends, like laying around in the room, nothing really valuable looking. I see an old bucket, pouch, piece of a blanket, things like that. You can see from the doorway without actually going in, you can see three quarters of the room. You don't see any signs of what made the noise that you heard. If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
I will creep around the wall to the right.
Okay, so it's a 30-foot wall and then a 40-foot wall around to the hallway that exits on the corner. So you're creeping down the 30-foot wall. Okay, so you're moving down the 30-foot wall. Roll silently. Gosh, I'm missing dice, man.
I will have... Yeah, I'll have my weapons out. My dagger out. I'll my dagger out. And then my sword. Silently. What is my move silently? Oh, I have it. Oh, it's 55. It's the only one I have written down on the new character. 41!
Hey.
Hello, Governor.
Did you get the mic, Aaron?
I don't know what it is.
Okay. It's back in the box.
Where's the box at?
Maybe on the heater behind, or next to my desk.
I was looking for it, I was here.
Okay.
I checked most of the room.
Right. At a break, I'll go check it. It's been a while.
Want to go back to mapping?
Yep.
No, because he gave it to you when he left to go to the camp, not when he left to go check on the mic. So he's not with you. Yeah, all right?
On the map. You see my
level? I'll take it back.
I believe it's west.
I found it.
Okay. Am I a purple mini now?
Once you get turned around and go different directions and stuff like that, you have to make a check. But as of right now, you're pretty sure it's west. Okay. Anyway, so you go down the 30-foot wall. It's like quiet in the room. You don't, you're not like, catching anyone's
so committed to
attention, you don't think. Everything's going to be fine.
Is this one you?
Somebody else do my work.
Well, it was your idea to move there.
This is the one that I was using for face.
And I just happen to have the perfect skill set for traversing the jungle quickly.
I'd just rather stay indoors than outdoors.
If I get this.
Am I a ranger?
But Tommy, what was...
Yeah, it's funny because his other characters are ranger.
I know.
Yeah. Tommy, what was your horse's name?
The one I traded to you?
Yeah.
Steve,
that's what it was.
There we go.
Brunson has a butt sticker that says, my other persona is a ranger. He's a cat.
He puts it. He puts it on the
horse. Steve.
Yeah, you can tell what his priorities lie. He puts it on his horse.
Okay. So
remember, Josh.
You go down the wall, and you creep past the corner, and you get about half to two thirds away down the long wall, and the light from the continual light invades the room. Unless you hurry up and go out, you're gonna go on and all.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Okay, so you go quickly past the last 20 feet, and you turn out the corner.
Captain, not quite as sore bottom. The tent.
From that map. You came into the big room that has the two exits out. It's all the way to the right.
This one here?
Yep,
these
right there.
Here.
Yep. Okay. And
I just wanted to get this. But I said
he didn't say which one specifically was going to go out first, but those are the two exits that he was trying to check. Okay? And Jake is leading the way, so it'll be up to him as far as what he decides to do. As you approach the room, You see the big room, and you as you step into the room, you see a 30-foot by 40-foot chamber.
30-foot by 40-foot chamber.
Put out to that end, it extends out a little bit, and you can go right or left.
That's the left exit we just went through.
Right.
You haven't gone through either one yet. He's about to make that decision now. So you're gonna go to the left or the right.
I don't know. I've never been.
Okay, we're going right.
What?
You've never been here. Okay. Not for this part of the chaos.
You've got the map.
Which one did I go through?
Okay.
You've got the map.
The map ends here.
Which way did Theon go?
Which way did Theon go? He went to the right, you said?
I don't know, because you didn't see him go.
Brunson's asking the character.
Okay. Does anyone track? You could track him. It would slow you down a little bit. Then you'd know for sure that you're fine.
The ranger tracks.
You're going to have to track him.
You can listen for noise. That's the only other thing we really got.
So you're going to move to the front of the party and use tracking to stay behind him instead of just kind of guessing? All right. Changing the order. Jake is now second.
75.
Okay. There's signs of quite a bit of activity here, but it's mostly older. Checking the center of the room and the pathway from the wall that you came in on to the corner that one of the two corners that he would have gone out, you see no signs of his passage.
Can I kind of listen for little scuffles?
Because I don't see any tracks.
You could check right at the doorways. Okay. He may have crossed it in some kind of strange. That's a phaser.
I'll do that. I mean,
that's his axe that he's holding over his shoulders, except it doesn't have an axe head.
Oh, this was phaser before.
Today is different. Actually, last time it was that one, I remember, because we had the whole same conversation about the axe.
With the goblins.
Oh, man, this guy's got some big muscles.
It's part of his phantasmal force.
Okay.
It's ruining my energy.
I cast Alter Self.
Alright, so the hallway goes 50 feet, and then you go straight to a dead end or turn right. Then you go 30 feet.
To the right.
Turn left. You're not worried about that right now, you're going forward. Unless you're going to go back.
Yeah, I was planning on going back a little bit, but not now.
Okay. You already made that decision, you're past that. You stop in the hallway and think about which door you went through?
No, I didn't know I made the decision.
Okay, you did.
I didn't say this.
Yes, you did. You creeped along the wall to the right to the first hallway. That's what you said. So which one do you run into when you go around the way to the right?
Okay, I got it.
The door on the right.
Did I say sneak down the hallway? I believe a master thief of my level would have crawled inch by inch
anyway,
down the hallway.
So then you're turning left. It's going 30 feet, and it's coming out into another room.
Okay.
Okay.
Stay on. What was that character's name?
Okay, so this is a 30 feet this way, like away from you, but it goes 10 feet to your right, and it goes 30 feet to your left. It's a 30 by 50 room with the majority of it to your left. And there's a bed. In fact, we were actually in this room before. But there was a bed here. This looks like the chieftain's chamber, basically.
I was never in
the chieftain's
chamber. Okay. So there are bows hanging on the wall.
I decided to start saying
But the only thing that's in the room right now is there are two female goblins that are tending the... they're, like, making the bed and cleaning up around the bed. There is a hallway directly out the opposite side.
Are they facing the door that I came in?
No.
Can I dispatch them quietly?
Probably. You try.
Yeah, that's what we're
going to
do.
Certainly try.
So you're creeping forward to try to kill them both quickly. They are on opposite sides of the bed, so you'd have to kill one and then, like, dive across and kill the other one before you
I got
were
it.
Noticed.
Not the first time. Okay. I did it in the battle against the bed. Right. The bed.
So, with just roll your move silently.
38.
Okay. All right. So you are down low next to the bed and creep up pretty much right behind her. She does have weaponry, a dagger, and the sharp talons that every goblin has.
I'm guessing I won't be able to backstab both of them?
No, but you'll probably get surprised on the other one. So you don't need backstab damage to kill a goblin.
You're right.
So, unless you roll really poorly. Anyway, so roll to hit. Plus 4 to hit, you would get backstab damage first.
15, 19, 21.
Okay, and you'll only be able to hit her once and then dive across the bed and hit the other one if you want to do it that fast if there's no noise.
Yeah.
So,
six.
More than enough. Okay, 18. So you kill the first one. Struck her across the back.
Second one.
Spray of blood as she slams to the floor, but you're not watching because you're diving across. And you dive across the bed, so you need first a dex check.
Easily.
Okay. Surprise. Oh, yeah. He's clearly surprised. So you get plus four for surprise, but you don't get back that damage.
Okay. That's 24. No, oh, 27. No. How much plus am I making? Okay, I rolled a 19. It's a hit.
Okay, you hit.
Five.
Okay, so you killed her too. Alright, so they basically, she gasped. That was about it. There was no noise. And they're both
26.
Down on the floor.
It was 26.
You immediately feel a little itchy from the bed, though. It's not clean. It may have, like, mites or body lice or that kind of thing in it.
I'm going to take a bath.
He has lice.
No, I need a bath.
I'll put the... The creatures in the corner.
Okay.
You are in it on infravision, but you can see that there is a large tapestry hung above the bed, like above the headboard of the bed.
No, we found the supplies.
And you can see that there's a bowl sitting on the nightstand next to the bed.
We just checked their bags.
Two concubines.
I'm sure.
It appears to have coins in it.
Okay, I'll push him under the bed then with my foot.
Okay, shoving the dead goblin women under the bed.
I'll check the bowl.
Okay, it's coins. You think... Maybe
my troll chatter run.
The ones in Florida are really
all the cockroaches and rats and mice.
Is there any gold?
Yeah, I think time to dig through. You don't. I mean, you're on information. You'd have to feel it, and then you'd be still somewhat guessing.
I'll just leave it. The tapestry above it. Can I?
Yeah, I got the picture, or you could feel it. Just the quality, maybe.
Yeah, but that
separation
pretty,
anxiety.
Pretty good quality.
I never wondered.
How big is it?
And then you became their king.
No, it got to the point where me and
4x6.
My buddy Andy's character would be
rolled
up into a stairwell.
The thickness is maybe a quarter of an inch. So rolled up, it's probably going to weigh 10 pounds.
So we're invisible.
Okay, I'll roll it up. How small can I get it?
My character crumbs.
So you'll have a roll that would be 6 foot long, but then you could fold it over. So probably 2 foot by 1 foot.
I'll put it in my backpack.
Okay. That's going to take a little bit of time to do that. Of course, you're being quiet. All right. Okay, so the party, led by Charlotte, is tracking. You do check the right entrance, and at the entrance, you find the tracks, and they come in from along the wall. So you think for some reason, he went along the wall and didn't cross the room, and that's why you didn't see any tracks in the middle of the room. Okay. While she was tracking and doing that, was anyone doing anything in the room, or are you just kind of holding your position?
Listening intently. Are we going to get something?
Looking boards?
I'm going to check for secret doors.
Okay. Plenty of light here. It's like daylight.
As a good druid probably, should always do.
Probably critiquing Charlotte's attempts at tracking.
Don't shut up. I'm going to shoot you.
You know what his feet look like, right?
They're small little elven feet.
Right. And you know he's wearing boots, right?
Yes. All right. So are you going to just randomly pick a 10-foot wide section, Autumn? Is Janny just going to randomly pick
remember
a 10-foot wide
really
section
light,
to check
right?
for a secret door? Yeah, there is another hallway, too, that they haven't done anything with yet.
I'll check that
but they're not staying here very long, just a minute or two. What's that?
You found
I said I'll check that after I check these walls.
Okay, so you pick a section of wall and check it, roll a
d6.
Oh,
okay, so you're checking the wall. You notice at the base of the wall there's some cloth, pouches, scraps of junk, basically. But one of the looks like it's half of an old like backpack that's laying there, and it moves.
Guys, I seen a backpack move.
Fireball.
It's moving.
Okay, so she's like, backpack is moving, pointing on the ground. All right. Meanwhile, you found the tracks. You're ready to move on, but now she's distracted by a backpack. And you did hear the rustling of the backpack, so you didn't actually see it, but if you were listening intently, you heard some movement.
All right, so we're drawing.
What's in it then, dude? I don't know. I don't want to check.
Well, go look. It's
it
probably
just,
a rat.
It might eat my hand by the time I go to reach in there.
It's probably a rat. You like that kind of stuff. Just go look.
Stabbing my dagger for my third time.
Carry one.
I'll move over to it.
Okay, so Jake comes over and looks at the wall with you.
Shall I magic missile the bag?
Can I do an empathy towards the bag?
Brunson picks on Janny from behind. What?
Can I do empathy towards the bag?
Empathy, you'd have to target something. Oh, the bag probably isn't alive, so probably no.
Okay.
Open the bag first.
It doesn't really look like there's much bag to open. It's the scraps of a backpack, so.
So something underneath.
Yeah.
Look,
kick it.
You do have a staff. You could, like, poke
just
at it.
Just
say
another
staff.
Telekinesis as a sanity.
I don't have no realize poison, but it's not in my thing right now.
I have poison.
So you don't have
not at the moment.
Anyway, are you going to poke at it with your staff?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to my tribe will be in a row.
All right. What is Charlotte doing here? She's over at the other corner, and you see them messing around with something.
She's the only one being responsible.
I'm going to stay over there. Just
keep
like,
an eye on the hallways.
Yeah.
Because there's a hallway like that. Okay. All right. So you're still in that room. You haven't actually gotten past the big room with the two hallways yet.
We're all in figure he's,
back. Theon's got to be three, 4 minutes ahead at least by now. All right. And do you poke at the bag? And when you do, three roughly 2.5 foot long centipedes come out from its wraps, and they immediately attack.
I had
they're
going to be losing
money right now. So
yeah, and you saved their life.
Yeah.
Those who are present there to actually deal with the centipedes are Jake and Janny in the front, and then Brunson behind. All three of you can roll for surprise.
What do we have to roll again?
D6. You don't want a low number.
6.
Okay. Not surprised.
6.
Not surprised.
Plus 4. Dex is 9.
Yeah. No one is surprised, and of course they are not surprised. They're moving to the attack. So we will roll initiative, and Charlotte needs to roll too because she's in the room. And
Faze
needs to roll as well.
She needs surprise.
Who, Charlotte?
Yeah.
No, she's not even.
Rolled 3.
She's across the room 40 feet away, so she didn't. By the time she can engage, she won't be surprised. Truth be known, she hasn't even seen them yet. Definitely means she can't missile fire.
Well, you're about to hear a girly scream, and it'll come from Bugs.
Okay.
Oh, I have a couple of medium salsa if you guys want it.
Medium salsa.
Okay. So missile fire, but Charlotte cannot because she is across the room and hasn't actually seen any targets yet.
What was in the bag? Centipedes.
Okay. Melee 9. 8.
Wait, I'm in 8.
7.
I go in 7.
Okay. So there are three large centipedes, 2.5 feet long, coming out. Obviously moving to the attack, mostly headed for Janny. And you may strike one, yes.
Yay. Okay,
so I got one.
Oh, I was weak
enough. 3. Okay, which hits AC what?
10 plus, what is this, plus 2. AC 8?
Oh,
yeah.
Is a miss. Okay.
That's it. Fireball.
That was in 7. 6, 5. Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm 6.
6, Brunson.
It's a fast
run. Backing away from the centipedes.
Okay. They're mostly not headed towards you. It looked like at least two, if not all three, were going to attack Janny. But one might go after Jake.
I will cast magic missile.
Okay. So in 4. You said you were in 4, right?
I'm in 6.
And 6, I'm sorry. So 6 goes off in 5.
My initiative was in 7, and I just like turn around.
Yeah, so you can maneuver to see what's going on, basically.
Sorry, I wasn't sure if I got it again.
Yeah, it's fine. So you maneuver to see what's going on, and yeah, you see the centipedes. By the time you'll get there, it'll be initiative 4, and the centipedes are basically right at their feet. It's a small target to try to shoot with an arrow without hitting friends.
Do it.
You
can
pull my
short sword out, though.
That wouldn't
yep.
Stop
you. Sling your bow or drop it.
Leon's not afraid to shoot his friends in the back.
Yeah, so you sling your bow on your shoulder, pull your short sword
out.
I thought
it was Gallery.
This round, okay?
I'll gladly shoot my friend in the
back.
And
then, Janny,
yep.
You've got them right in front of you. They have not actually attacked you yet, but they're clearly moving to do so.
Jab, jab.
Okay, so you're going to smash with the staff. Roll to hit.
Very good viewers.
20.
Oh, yeah. 15.
15, okay. That's going to hit. So it does a d6.
Our healer is failing.
Okay, and Janny doesn't have a strength bonus, and it's a magical staff, but you don't know the bonus yet, right?
If I had time, I could make my own.
Do you know the bonus of your staff yet? If you don't, you should be getting really close to 3 count mass.
I think it said plus 2. Yeah, it was plus 2. Staff plus 2.
Okay, so you know you rolled a 5, plus 2 is 7, and you don't have a strength bonus. You did 7 points of damage. Okay, Janny killed one of the centipedes before it could attack anyone.
Yay!
I draw like
okay,
yeah,
and that was in 5, right?
Yes.
Okay, magic missiles go off in 5. Two yes. Centipedes not dead.
There's two centipedes not dead?
Yeah, and technically you had to target before, so there would have been 3 centipedes.
Gotcha. I was going to target the two going after
Okay. Yep. How many missiles do you get?
three. I hit this one, three, five, right?
Yeah. If you're fifth level, you get three.
Three.
Okay. So you're going to do one on one and two on the other?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll even odd to see whether or not the one she killed is the two missiles. Even it's the two missiles. Odd it's one missile.
Even.
Okay. So two missiles go on the one that she killed, further scattering its guts across the floor. One missile, however, hits the other one. Roll damage. Two total?
Yep.
Okay. Unfortunately, he's still there.
I know I had to target the missiles before I cast the spell.
Yeah, always. That's why magic weapons work. And if once you've done that, they do not miss, no matter what. So even if you go around a corner, they'll go through a keyhole, they'll go under a door.
Yeah, I understand.
Yep.
All
right. And
will they travel astral planes?
Only if there's a gate or something for them to go through, but they will otherwise, yes. As long as it's within the range of the spell, they will find their target.
Seek and destroy. All
right. And so then that was five, and then four.
Where's Christian?
I don't know. We lost him.
Where?
Might be in the bathroom.
Probably bathroom, that was my guess. All right, so three, they attack. One of the centipedes attacks Janny, and one attacks Jake. The wounded one is attacking Janny. It's looking kind of messed up, but there it is. Yeah, oh, by the way, there's still donuts in the cafeteria. Janny, the centipede bites your leg.
No. Arden, that'd be
nasty. Just in case one point of damage and save versus poison.
Yeah.
Roll a d20. Equal or greater than your save versus poison.
From your second to get donuts.
What did you roll?
I got 14.
So you're really close. Check your save. What, you missed? No, not con. It's poison save on the right-hand side. Saves poison.
Top one on the all the way on the right.
Nine.
Top one.
Oh, I made it.
Yeah, you made it.
Okay, no problem. So you are not poisoned. Or you are slightly poisoned, but you're not affected.
I succeed
okay.
on that roll.
Jake. He missed.
Yay.
Okay.
I just wanted the best.
And that concludes the round. So we go to a new round. Anybody doing missile fire?
I got one on my initiative.
Okay. So, melee initiative.
Another six.
You're not there.
Huh?
You're not there. You traipsing through the jungle.
Oh, yeah.
With Bezor. Okay. So, melee nine. Eight. Seven.
I attack to score the thing.
Yes. Let's see if we can have a little better showing than last round.
Yeah.
Are you 3-for-2?
14! Yes, I'm 3-for-2.
Okay, so you can actually attack both of them.
Yay! Well, that's 14, a that's a hit.
Both of them, I think there's only three.
I do,
two left now.
8 damage.
She killed one, and you heavily wounded one.
8 damage on the one on me.
Okay, killed it.
All right, and then
Jake kills the one on him, steps forward to try to rid Janny of the further opposition.
I heard each hit has,
5 plus 2 is 7, minus 13 is... I hit AC 6.
They are AC 6, exactly.
Yay, I hit one exactly for 12 damage.
Centipedes are dead. Okay, in the stirring...
Oh, she used Master Stroke.
In the stirring of the rubble as the centipedes came out after you, you noticed some coins and a couple of pouches at least.
Yay. Gather up the stuff.
You guys sure I know this.
Get out some paper and keep track of what goes where.
She grabs it, counts it, and then goes to the Brunson.
You guys made all that noise over a couple centipedes.
Two.
You're darn right.
Nice. Nasty, man.
Hopefully I'll get a chance to use Master
Strike. Are they as nasty as goblin ladies?
You're not paying attention.
Goblin ladies
probably worse because they have poison.
They can paralyze.
Right, they will
be paralyzed for potentially hours.
Yeah. And then they just...
Been there. Well,
they paralyze you.
My alter ego's been there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how they survive.
Two pouches coming in.
They explode from the bag.
You see a centipede come out?
Are you actually taking a moment to search through and get the loose coins that are laying there as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you so greedy?
I'm not greedy. I'm just helping out the team.
She just likes to count.
Helping out the team, man.
Every gold piece that she recovers is a XP point for each of us. Or for that we divide between us.
An eighth
okay,
of an experience.
Here's the loose coins.
Exactly.
Hey, look, they're loose coins.
That eighth could make the difference between 101 and 100.
Okay. So, she's going to take a minute or two to gather up the loose coins. And so now he's 6-7 minutes ahead.
Mm-hmm.
We're okay with this.
Back to Bo. Yep. All right. Okay. Oh, I lied. There is not a doorway in this room. So that's a, that room is a dead end.
The room that we're in is
that? The room that he's in.
What is wrong with you?
Arden, are you listening?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got a 30 foot by 50 foot room with no way out.
Checking for secret doors.
Seven
where?
Doors.
Just you got.
I'll
you
start
check
on
the whole. It's 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. You take 15 minutes to check the entire room. Now you realize you can detect some secret doors just by walking past them, so you could take a cruise around the walls first to see if there's
I'll
any
I'll do
obvious.
That, and then I'll okay. check by the bed.
Okay, roll a d6.
4.
Okay. You didn't see anything on your cruise.
Checking the wall by the bed.
Okay. Also, just so you're aware, too, it's a lot easier to find them with light than it is with infrared, unless they happen to be a different temperature. Okay.
Where are the dark circle ones?
So by the bed, left or right?
Platinum.
Left.
Okay, roll a d6.
All the silver ones are platinum.
Yeah, all the silver ones are silver, actually.
I thought you said the dark ones.
All those silver ones are silver.
They're just different
different mint marks.
Yeah.
I tried.
Different mints.
So they come from different.
You're only gonna find.
They come from different.
Goblins mints. Don't usually have much platinum. Okay. Nothing in the first 10 feet.
I'll check more.
Continue around to the left. Mm-hmm. Roll 3 more.
5, 6, 5.
Nothing, and you're back to the hallway that you came in. You worked around from the side of the bed, back around to the hallway you came in. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna skip that, go around, and start on the next section?
Sure.
Okay, haven't seen the party. Hope
actually,
not,
I'll go back to the bed and start on the right.
Okay, back to the bed, start on the right. All right, roll a 6.
You do realize scout doesn't mean solo the dungeon yourself, right?
Yeah, but if I find the secret passage and leave it open for you people.
Okay, nothing. Next section?
Yep. 4.
Hey,
am I supposed to be rolling
first,
lower
so
high?
Know what we're in for.
And you like waking it up for us a bit.
We'll take 8 hours.
Okay. Next section.
He just
1.
Runs into like almost every enemy.
Nothing.
Yeah, I might fall asleep and then I
next section.
Digest,
no,
and go a little,
2.
We can murder
it. Here, pass it in. I got all the.
Okay. Would you pass that back?
In exchange, we go to work.
Okay. meanwhile, back in the room. You following the tracks out then after she's done gathering the coins?
Yeah.
Back in formation. Charlotte's back in the front, followed by Jake, yes?
Yep.
Followed by FaZe,
sure.
Brunson,
yeah.
And Janny.
Huh? Did you get a total for the stuff?
Yeah.
What is, we'll just split it right now.
7 gold.
7 gold total?
Yeah.
1 shot.
Okay.
What else?
19 silver.
You're going to just hand it out amongst the people that are there, or you know, take the time to count it and kind of divide it?
19 silver.
Bless her.
45 copper.
Bless you on a hiccup?
You just don't like
bless
copper.
Bless you on a hiccup?
Yeah, we'll split it later.
What, you don't want to be blessed?
Right.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's just kind of an unusual.
All right.
Time
so, are you ready now?
Bless you, Tommy.
20 feet.
Okay.
Bless you.
On the right?
God bless you.
On this right hallway, yep.
Okay.
Goes 20 feet and then turns left.
Okay.
And 40 feet comes to an intersection, which you can go straight or right. But the straight line only goes 20 feet
up.
To a dead end.
Throw your dice at me.
I was
going to
do it hard.
So she's going to the right, and she says that's the way Tian went. 20 feet, turn to the left. 30 feet, then opening into a room. Okay. As you're walking down that hallway, Charlotte's in the lead. As you're heading down that hallway, directly across from you, you can see Theon, and the light falls on him almost as soon as you come around the corner. Once Brunson comes around the corner, the light falls on him. But you can see that he is just opening a secret door.
Yay!
Okay.
Hey, Matt, Theon.
So
secret
it went
door.
From the corner, it went 40 feet, and then it dumps out into a room. Sorry, 30 feet, sorry. And then it's a 30 by 50 room, 10 feet of which is to your right, and 30 feet of which is to your left. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Basically. Doesn't have to be perfect for sure.
Like
45.
I'm relatively
just a while. Okay, and the secret door is open. There's a hallway that leads straight ahead.
I guess I'm going.
Okay. And,
but
and you're on normal vision until you get out of the light.
Right before I head in, I'll just like point at the bowl.
Okay.
Is the bowl within my arm's reach?
No.
Okay.
He points up toward the wall that's to your left, and there's a bed there, and there's a pool of blood flowing out from underneath the bed. And then on the nightstand next to the bed is a bowl of what looks like coins. Janny will
tingle from the bowl.
As soon as she sees him, Janny's like, oh, I'm going to get the coins. Gravitating toward
Hold
the bowl.
Hold up, Janny. Is there a tingle on the bowl? Anything weird about the bowl?
No.
Nothing.
The bowl of coins, probably.
There are is a bow, two short bows on the wall.
Anything active about them? Short bows, that's what you
what
use,
else
right?
We got here.
A long bow. We find a lot of short bows.
Short bows are much more common.
I'll take one.
Not too many goblins use small.
I should take one.
You're not there either.
I'm just saying, I should. And then, I can be a magic archer.
The ravager slaughter.
Okay.
Can be a marcher.
Yeah, that's it.
Shoot arrows and make them turn into elephants mid-flight.
So are you pausing long enough for her to go and at least
shoot an arrow and check
the coins? Okay. She's looking on the coins. What's everybody else doing? Stay across the room, walk over by the bed.
That's a good idea.
Into the secret passage.
You should have never brought him up. I wouldn't have seen him.
Charlotte's looking guard in the hallway. What? Yeah, that's where the hole is.
Is there any
like,
doors in there?
Right, exactly.
That tall table.
Looking for a clue, though, because
I just
however,
the
are
coins.
You going over there?
Yeah.
Roll a d20.
Because I'm always going for the coins.
Okay. You notice under the edge of the bed, you see the foot of what might be a goblin
like
hiding or maybe dead, considering there's a pool of blood around it. But also under the bed, you see a silver cup.
Ooh, silver.
Ooh.
Any tingles?
No.
I will grab the silver cup.
Who's the one who had the
see,
butterflies?
Got
or
two
or
goblin
the moss
working
and then let one go.
They're goblins.
Okay, so
scum.
The bowl is pewter, which means it's not worth much of anything. But there are several hundred silver and several hundred copper pieces in it.
100?
Yep.
All right, I'll take them.
So it's going to weigh about 60 pounds.
All right, Jake, come help me.
Okay.
You got bags, you just dump them in the bag.
Yeah, just dump it in the bag.
You can take the bowl, too. That's like another 2 pounds.
It's not really worth anything.
Leave the bowl.
Okay, so we're not taking the bowl. All right.
I just dump the whole thing in a sack.
I'm pocketing the silver.
And all.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you're not.
You got a silver bowl full of silver and copper, which someone will have to count at some point. It'll take more than a minute or two because it's in the hundreds.
We just raided somebody's Chinese shop.
Yeah. Silver pieces. I mean, that's pretty expensive chain.
It was the tip jar for the goblin working women.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, and then FaZe has the silver cup.
You like salt and vinegar?
Added to party treasure if you want.
I don't.
I shall pocket it.
Okay,
FaZe is carrying the
salt
silver
and vinegar. Okay, so I will use one of the large, small
especially with jalapeno and cheddar dip.
Okay. FaZe will gave me.
Okay. Meanwhile, Theon went out the secret door, goes 50 feet, and then you can go left or right.
Okay.
I'll go right, keeping on trend.
We're on a new page.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum. Okay. So you go right, and it goes 20 feet, and it is entering into a room. The room is 20 feet by 40 feet, and you're coming in on the fourth square from the left. So you're in the corner, and the room goes like that. Okay? And it appears to be a storage chamber.
Loot!
Are there any people here?
No.
I lied. There are eight. They all see you.
They all see you.
There are no people here. However, there is a burning, a small table, like it's a little bit bigger than a stool, and a candle with a flame burning. It's a thick wax candle, about like 3-4 inches in diameter.
The best
how burnt down does it look?
We're not sure how tall it was when it was new, but based on the accumulated amount of wax, it's been burning for maybe several hours, and it's got another several 3-4 hours left of life in it.
Okay. Okay, so I'll just make a sweep through the room, see if there's anything interesting.
Okay. So there's some barrels, some boxes, some piled up blankets. You don't see any obvious
things of value.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
Well, as you're kind of walking around, sweeping the room, looking to see if anything's interesting, you hear footsteps coming in the hallway.
How many footsteps? Like,
one set.
500.
I'm going to flatten myself against the wall next to the door.
Okay, so a single
get low
hobgoblin strolls in the room.
Armed?
He does have an axe that's on it. Like he's got it in his right hand, and the heft of it is on his shoulder. And then he has some papers in his left hand.
Does he see me as he enters?
No.
I don't hear any other footsteps behind him.
Roll
a d20. Actually, he might want to join the party tonight.
One.
What is your wisdom?
16.
Okay, no, you don't hear any other footsteps.
Was I trying to roll high?
You might want to rejoin the party.
Okay, good. I'm going to wait till he's about 4 feet in front of me and then just leap out and backstab him with both my weapons.
Okay. You have surprise on him. You may backstab him. Roll hit.
Yep.
Okay, so that's 17 and 13, and a total of...
Both hit.
Yeah, that's 6 and 5, so 11, 33 damage.
Okay. All right, you basically gutted him from behind. He caves to the ground, bounces off a crate, that doing further damage to his face, his axe skitters across the floor.
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
He is not quiet by any means, neither the strike nor the impact of his body going down.
I'll drag him off and put him behind a crate or something.
Okay, so you grab a hold of his arms and start dragging him behind the crate. What do you do with your short sword and dagger during that time?
I'll try to keep my dagger in my hand, but I'll put my sword away.
Okay, all right. What's your strength?
10.
Okay, you can do it. I mean, it takes a minute. By the time you have him mostly behind, just his feet are sticking out, you hear what sounds like several sets of footprints, or several sets of feet coming down the hallway toward you.
Okay, so...
There's something funny about the sound of them. Like, their steps are real close together instead of being, like, a run. Like, somebody's going...
So either they're tiny or they have lots of legs.
Okay.
Okay, so am I, like, the room?
Meanwhile, back in the big room. Okay. Jake and Charlotte had stayed near the open secret door.
Mm-hmm. Where was that? What part of the room?
It was directly opposite the hallway you came in on.
Okay.
Okay. And the bed was down on the bottom. All right, anyway. And you see a small group, probably in the neighborhood of 4 or 5 hobgoblins, run past the hallway one after another. They go, you see, hobgoblin, hobgoblin, hobgoblin. They're running by, not even looking in your direction.
I begin to now, go into the
they're
room.
Silhouetted. You're mostly seeing shapes. But the light is in this room. If you leave this room, the light barely reaches that intersection.
Pretty sure I know what hobgoblins are like.
So oh, yeah.
I'll start moving in there.
Okay. But bear in mind, once you leave and get down there, you'll be in the dark. The light. Unless you bring Brunson with you, he has the light.
Did you have blind fighting then?
No.
That's right.
Charlotte has a light too, but she doesn't have it out unless she...
Someone just got it.
So you saw it too. Charlotte and Jake both saw the hobgoblins.
Would they not hear the kill?
I don't consider the whole light thing, so I begin moving, sword drawn. It's like I see hobgoblins. I'm going to move to engage.
Okay. Yell at them.
So Jake is heading down the hallway to engage hobgoblins. Charlotte's going as well, and the light coin comes out, so now you're covering an even larger section with daylight.
Do not do so quietly.
Okay. Autumn, roll a d20, please.
Yes. 12.
Okay, hold on a second. I need a piece of scraper. I'm going to write you a note.
Okay.
You are now insane.
Oh, no!
Oh, I get it.
It's an insanity thing. Are you reading the DM note?
I am.
If I wanted you to read it, I wouldn't be writing a note.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself. I'm trying not to absorb the information. I don't remember what most of it said.
Yeah. Oh.
Just stop reading another note.
I'm not now.
Now?
I didn't even read most of it. Anyway. You had only written.
You are surprised when that happens.
Thank you, crazy.
Okay. Jake and Charlotte dash down the hallway with a continual light. That leaves Brunson and FaZe and Janny in the room.
Yay, the squishy casters.
Okay. What is Brunson doing? They're heading down the hallway to fight. They said they saw hobgoblins running.
Guess I'll wait till other people go in front of me, then I'll go.
Yeah, they took off down the hallway almost immediately. So
they're full of perpetuity, I'm not.
Okay. Well, you want more people other than Jake and Charlotte in front of you? Or do you want to wait for FaZe?
Okay. One more. So you want
Janny, because she's tough. I'm just kidding.
She'll suffice.
As long as there's one more body.
Three meat shields is better than two.
Okay, perfect. All right, what is FaZe doing?
FaZe agrees with his logic.
You guys are going to stand over by Brunson and wait for Janny to go first? Okay. Okay, so he comes over and stands next to you, and just as he gets there...
Oh, please, after you, I say.
Oh.
Okay, what do you do?
Ugly before beauty.
I'm going to attack.
Okay, so you see Janny jump back and begin to fight what appears to be some kind of invisible-to-you opponent with her staff. Although, whatever it is, maybe getting the best of her because she's swinging her staff like this. Okay? And we'll roll initiative.
Janny,
you may roll initiative.
Oh, I know what hers is.
Roll what?
Initiative.
All right.
That's true.
Yep. planning on attacking a creature.
I got a one.
Follow the storyline, man. Okay.
I'm being attacked.
Four.
All right. So melee nine.
We'll kind of do something with the fire.
Sure, if you want. I got something to do. Something.
I'm just gonna fairy fire right around Janie.
Okay, whatever the invisible thing might be. Okay. Roll a d20.
Okay. 15.
Okay. Whatever is invisible is not fairy fired, but she begins to glow.
Begins to what?
Glow. You're glowing. It's a violet hue.
But
it's dim. It's very dim because of the continual light.
Can I roll spellcraft to see what it might be? Maybe she triggered a spell or something?
Sure. It could be something like an invisible stalker. It could be like a very invisible spell, but it happens to be visible. Only she can see it. Yep. So it could be a variant of that spell.
Well, Cepheus thinks it has a, well, I guess it could be a variant where it's invisible. But.
Yeah, it was
got physical.
Correct. That's why I said variant. Yep. Could be, you know, something like an unseen servant type thing. Whatever it does, it doesn't look like it's too powerful. It's not ripping her apart or anything like that. But it's so it could be an invisible cloaker. You're familiar with that? That wouldn't be spellcraft, but something like that. Whatever it is, it seems to be trying to clutch at her, and she's trying to shake it off.
It's okay. An invisible mimic.
Okay. So, fairy fire did not attach to it. Attached to her instead. Mm-hmm. But bear in mind that you're in continual light, so there would be no bonus from the fairy fire anyway.
Turn
it
off
would have made something invisible
the
slightly
coin.
Visible.
That was the idea.
Throw away the coin.
It was a good idea, but it didn't work this time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's
Anyway, and so, Neely, 9, 8, 7.
7.
Okay, you're in 7. You may roll to hit.
19.
Okay, you've hit it. There were your damage.
So, plus one is 3.
Okay. She seems to have some success in striking at whatever it is that's on her, and it gives her just a little bit of breathing room for a moment. She's able to move a little bit more. But she's obviously still under attack. She spins around low to the floor, almost looks like a staff sweep maneuver, and then strikes out again. And within 10 seconds after her strike, she seems to be getting wrapped up or attacked more closely again.
Janie, what's the matter? What is it?
An incredible
You can talk, however, when you do
so.
Do I
know
it's,
what it is?
No.
Does infrared vision work
something
in this room?
Something is fighting me. I don't know what this thing is.
Invisibility affects all forms of sight.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you're particularly intelligent, if you're intelligent and wise, you can detect even when things are invisible. Like, you can concentrate. So, do you have a high wisdom as well?
Yeah.
So, what is your combined intelligence wisdom?
36.
Yeah. So, your chance to detect something that's invisible, like be able to see it enough to know that it's there, is probably around 30%.
All right, I will try that.
So you're concentrating, trying to pick out the invisible thing. Roll.
87.
Okay, so you can't see its outline, but you can tell it's affecting her. Okay. I mean, it looked like she maybe hit something, but whatever it was gave way. Like, I mean, it's made of a soft material. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like she hit armor. Or
the staff like still in motion now? Or?
Yeah, she's still moving for the moment, but she seems to be getting more and more.
It seems like it's wrapped around her or something.
Yep, okay. And then,
That was 7.
That was 7. 6?
Yeah, I'm in 6.
Okay.
Magic missile her.
Set it on fire. I'll die along with it.
We're in like a natural cave.
Logic tells me that if it was invisible, it's obviously attacking her. I would think it would turn visible.
Right. If it was magical, if it was like spell or even a ring, you turn visible temporarily.
Right.
Improved invisibility potion.
Is this the like psionic stuff you guys are always talking about? That's funny. I say that out loud.
Okay.
Do you have to target something with psionic glass?
Jenny's just completely quiet during
the
time.
I have to see it, but she would be in the area of effect. You can't say not her.
Yeah.
It's not selective.
She's got decent deals.
I'm not particular. If I shoot magic missiles at whatever's wrapped around her, it's going to go.
She's a more powerful psionic than I am.
Probably, unless it has, you need some substance to target.
Maybe Christian. Can I throw a dice?
Fairy fire would have been enough.
Oh, he's awake.
He tried throwing a die at me when I was like.
He was like half asleep, laid down.
I
was like.
Take out my knife and my dagger. Blocked. Cut whatever is around her.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that might not be a bad call because it seems pretty focused on her, so he's probably not even going to attack you.
I was giving you one to throw at him.
Happens on tentacles. Thank
you. I just don't want to damage her as much as
right,
possible.
Yeah, I mean, that can...
That's why I'm not...
Don't fall asleep.
I'm going to, like, cut her away from her.
Okay. Go ahead and actually draw the dagger, or you can use it at the end of the round.
Just don't hit me in the throat.
I won't.
All right. Five.
May I go five?
Okay, you take 5 points of damage.
Is that real damage?
Yes, it's real damage.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was the thing.
I thought you were saying non-real damage.
And you can tell that she's beginning to hyperventilate, and she's really red in the face. She looks like whatever is just caving in her chest, pushing on her chest. Okay.
Like I said, I'm suffocating.
You're crazy.
I got four.
Yeah. Four?
Oh, take my dagger and kind of pretty much do it right and try to cut it off. And
okay, drawing your dagger now.
And
so, same thing. So both of you at the end of the round are working on cutting. You can both roll to hit.
That's probably not going to hit.
A three!
Hey, three rolls!
You both roll threes?
No, he's
okay. So the two mages attempt to cut away whatever it is. Both of you roll a d20.
Okay, Jenny's Jenny, right? We're like this. We're like, we'll save you. Oh, no. We missed.
What a shame.
Okay, both of you roll a d20?
12.
Okay.
18.
Okay.
Made my intelligence
Ranked by 7 and my wisdom by 5.
Okay. You don't gather any new information about whatever it is that's attacking her, but you can tell that she will not be able to sustain this for very long. Okay?
Trying to solve.
Do you want taco sauce?
Yeah. Sure. Tackle.
Okay? Initiative.
Oh, they're not going to go down the city?
Oh. My character's going to die.
So we're resolving this first.
Not necessarily first, but I'll give them a minute or two because you were charging after the hobgoblin, so it'll at least be until you realize something's going on here before you can do anything.
No, you'll pass out and then the hallucination will go away.
Let's hope so.
Does she have psychosis?
Will you stop talking?
Okay,
let's just play this game.
Unless they call for me, I'm not going.
All right, anyway, so any missile fire or darts at her? I mean, it...
Could I cast any spells from inside the blanket?
Enjoy it, yeah.
Or whatever it was, I mean. Shush!
A little bit.
So do you got a druidic spell that you can use? Is there something that will work?
I was thinking maybe flaming scimitar.
That could work. I'll give you a flaming scimitar in your hand, which you think it would be maybe afraid of or would be damaged
by. I'm
going
to try that.
And it doesn't need as much space to fight with either. Okay. So she has her staff in her left hand and it's basically pinned up against her and she just makes a motion with her hand and a scimitar flaming blade appears in her hand.
Whoa! Back up.
Okay. Oh no, she's angry.
Now that's instantaneous, which means you can use it in melee.
Flame on!
I'm gonna do whatever I can just to escape this. I'm being honest.
Alright, and so we're
we're back in melee now.
So we're at melee 9, 8, 7... 6.
And Faison will attack it. Oh! What's up?
You have the same to hit rolls, same initiative rolls. Okay, let's see if either one of you can actually hit.
Ready?
Secret
ready, here we go.
Synchronized dagger flailing.
Three.
It's a new sport.
18!
Oh.
That's what you got last time.
Broke the trend.
I'm still like, it's just not working.
Hey, maybe we should aim over here.
Okay. You stab through the area right next to her. Roll a d20.
18. Again.
Okay. Whatever it is, your dagger passes right through it. Like it didn't do any damage at all.
I have a hunch.
Okay. What initiative was that? 6? Okay. Any other 6s? 5s?
How much damage did it do?
To who? It didn't damage anybody. Passed right through whatever you were stabbing. 4.
I don't think there is anything.
3.
I think we've all gone. So.
She did an instantaneous spell. She's still going to attack with the scimitar.
Oh,
what's your initiative?
What's
your
initiative?
Oh.
Whoops.
I thought, I rolled a 5, but I'll just go no.
Okay. Go ahead, and it'll attack you back. It missed.
Yay, it missed. Kind of weird.
I got a 20.
Like an invisible
six.
Whether or not using magic from it.
She spins around, slicing the air with the flaming scimitar and getting some breathing room. You think you might be able to bolt for the door and just get away from it.
I'm going to. I'll take my chance. I'm gonna run.
All right. So apparently she's seen some kind of an opening and she's running for the hallway now. She's running away from it.
With my flaming
scimitar. Hey, where are you going?
I'm leaving.
With a staff in one hand and a flaming scimitar in the other.
I'm leaving.
Do you see anything? Do you see what you're fighting?
Yes.
Yeah, you're not stopping to look back, but you know it's pursuing you.
I'm leaving that room. I'm not going back.
Okay.
I'm getting out of Dodge.
He's going out the secret door.
I'm getting out of Dodge.
Okay, let's see if it attacks one of the two of you.
No,
it's not going to pursue. Okay. All right. Roll a d20.
Insanity point.
Let's see if she screams bloody murder. 20. Okay, on the way out the hallway, she's screaming bloody murder and flailing her arms as she goes down the hallway.
Am I within engagement on the top
mm-hmm. Okay. In the storage room, Dion. You hear the footsteps.
So are they like shelves?
No, just great sparrow bags.
Like you snore yourself away.
Okay, I'm gonna move.
Oh, we have done that.
I'm gonna try to find a place to hide that I'm pretty confident they won't see me. That's near the door.
I scare myself when I wake up.
Okay, there's nothing really right near the door that you can hide behind. You can hide like you did before and step back against the wall. But once they come in, they're gonna look around. They right now there's trouble. The only place to hide in the room is to go, like, squat down behind the crates or something like that.
I'm trying to figure out, like, if there's a place I could go that they would pass me and then I could just slip through the doorway.
Volume throughout the entire night. Not with it.
Well, probably the only chance is to stand next to the door and hope they run in.
Like, just be talking really loud. Probably
there's four or five of them.
Hey!
In his sleep.
Yeah, I can't handle them all.
I'm not going
to
do that anymore.
I can't hear you.
I probably can, it just might cost you.
We used to stand him up and drench him with water.
Make a decision. You got the whole time I just ran that other thing to decide what you were going to do in this
moment. Go into school.
Okay, I'm going to...
Dion doesn't have this much time to decide.
No, we do that too.
Okay, I'll do the same thing at the door and press up against the wall.
Don't do that to him. Because he's like 7 at
really low.
It pushed me over for a second, I guess.
Which is easy for you to do because you're built
on top bunk and I still was asleep.
Just make him sleep while you...
I already know that because I woke up on the floor and my head
hurt. We used to have to get him dressed and into the car.
I'll just drag him in his pajamas. He'll learn his lesson.
Okay. So the hobgoblins run into the room, brandishing their weapons.
Russell, I'm pretty sure they have uniforms at
the time. The first one goes in. He runs right out in the middle of the room. Doesn't pay any attention to you. Second one goes in. He runs right out in the middle of the room. Doesn't pay any attention to you. The third one goes in. He looks to his left just as he's come in and obviously sees you. But the fourth one is really close behind him and sort of just shoves him forward before he can do anything about the fact
immediately
that he's
standing. Immediately when that happens, we're just going to slip out the doorway and head back toward my party members.
Okay. Roll a dex check at half.
He's gonna run into me while I'm just running with the flaming scimitar.
Made it.
Roll the two. Okay. So you jump up and go to run out and run smack dab into the fifth one.
What?
And you basically dodge sideways, slip, stumble, fall, roll, and come up running on the other side of it. He is obviously aware that you're there. He swung his axe down once and hit the floor, but didn't hit you.
Okay. Fire when it slips out.
Okay. As soon as you're past them, the light starts coming in from the direction of the secret door.
You better be tough!
Okay. You hear someone yell, "Yeah," or something.
What?
He's wearing heavy armor, clanking as he's running, breathing heavy, has
why
a helmet on.
Why is the light coming?
Because she has a continual light.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. And so when you're headed down the hallway where you saw them, you went about 30 feet so far, and he appears in the intersection, coming from the right.
They're that way? There's five of them.
I run in the room that he points.
Okay, so you go around the corner
toward
the hobgoblins.
I'll take behind him with my dagger out.
Where exactly am I at the moment?
Follow behind
you're
him.
You're still dealing with the creature, or you'll catch up in a second.
In case I have to be clear, I have longsword and shield out.
Longsword and shield?
I'm gonna die.
Okay, you're going right behind him, though.
Yeah,
okay,
I only
you see
Charlotte
is coming as well, and you're in daylight.
I see some really fancier one.
Okay. I mean, actually, you need to roll a d6, because it takes d6 minus 4 segments for your information to switch to normal vision.
I had
to sell the other two
seconds. 12 full seconds. You're blind, which means Charlotte would wind up in front of you if she wants to be. Are you going to go after Jake, or are you going to wait for Theon to turn around?
I'm going to go after Jake.
Okay, so that was Jake, then Charlotte.
I should have rolled this one. Oh, well, that didn't roll.
Okay, the hallway dumps into a storage chamber, an obvious storage chamber. Crates, barrels, some piled blankets, and other things like that. There's a little table with a candle on it. It's a 20-foot by 40-foot room. And in it, there are 5 hobgoblins waiting to fight you.
Yay!
So you're not surprised. And they are not surprised.
Just the way I like it. I do.
Okay, and Jake and Charlotte enter the room. Did you have your bow out still?
Yeah.
Did you have an arrow notched?
Okay.
Maybe we'll hit.
I would like to master stroke this.
Okay. Your free shot before. Don't do that, please. Okay. Before combat hits, and your point blank range versus a hobgoblin.
I'm rolling that again.
D6 damage. Plus 2 times 2.
Max damage. You're fired.
Okay.
This isn't the kind of jacket.
Okay, so she appears in the room behind slash next to you, and before you can do anything, before they can do anything, she lets off an arrow that embeds itself deeply in the chest of one of the hobgoblins, and he goes down.
And then you just math their stroke them all.
Okay.
Math their stroke.
And now we're in missile fire.
That's the key of the battle. I did last night.
Okay, you may take your 2 shots because they don't have any missile fire.
Dudes.
Jenny, you may take your 2 shots because they don't have any missile fire.
Mage.
Oh, he
both hit.
First would have been
you.
3 and 6.
Okay, second one's a kill for sure. 3 plus 3 is 6. But 3 plus 2 is 5 times 2. Okay, so the 6 kills one guy hobgoblin. The other one embeds in the thigh of a third hobgoblin. So the 5 hobgoblins, 2 of them are down, and one of them has an arrow in his thigh.
Okay.
Okay? And now we're in melee, and she's done, so... You better do something now.
Wait, what? Am I going to be part of this first round of combat?
That's yeah. Great. You're coming in behind.
I didn't roll my initiative.
My initiative is...
You should probably roll.
Okay, well, I'm also quick drawing, so...
Okay. So I have 3 living hobgoblins.
So then, obsess.
You
7.
Won't be able to get to the hobgoblins until one of the 2 of them moves out of the way, though.
Can I just, like, leap over them or something?
Do you have acrobatics?
No.
That would be a no.
You know, a lot of the stuff you're doing, you should probably try and get acrobatics.
Yeah, that was one of the ones that I was thinking about.
He's got really high dex. It's held up so far. So, you don't really have to jump in front of the fighter when he's about to kill hobgoblins anyway. That's sort of just like glory hogging.
Jump into the blender.
Yeah, you probably get hit. That's probably what's going to happen.
You know how Eric works?
So 6 is the top, but 2 of them have 6.
Okay.
One of them, the wounded one that she hit, is going after her. The other 2 are going after you.
Okay.
Okay, and all of them are within reach of the master.
Okay.
All right, and so you roll the 6. We'll start in 6. Go ahead.
I'm pretty confident they can handle that. Can I just go in the room on the other
first
side of the intersection?
First one is an 8, which hits...
In your initiative, you can choose whatever action you choose.
AC 3.
My initiative is 7.
So then you can wait until after the second.
Okay. I hit AC 3.
Okay. They are AC... Yes, you hit.
Okay. So are they a D12 hit. Enemy?
I would tell the actual AC if they get... No, D6. Or D8. If you get the exact armor class, then I'll tell you it. Otherwise, I just tell you hit or miss.
Hit or miss. I guess I never miss. Huh?
Okay. He's still there, but he's heavily wounded.
Okay. Yeah, but at least 3.
He's carved a hole in his armor.
At least 4 AC. At least 4.
Chopped his pectoral muscle in 2. Pretty nasty, but he's still there.
Okay.
And actually, he'll return fire.
Okay.
I think that's gonna hit. What's your AC?
-1. I believe that's with the enchantment.
Okay, 16. Tackle of 15. So he hit.
15 tackles are pretty good.
Now he does have tackle.
5 points.
My marker, so.
And we'll go to the other guy. Has a 6 also. And so this is on Charlotte. One hobgoblin is attacking you. And he'll miss. Okay, and then the third hobgoblin is on you, but he doesn't go until 3. So you could kill him before that if you can get in there. Or you can attack the one that you already wounded.
Let's hit him.
Which one?
The
unwounded?
Yeah, the guy that's about that.
5. It's kind of a smallish number.
Plus 2 is 7. Minus 13 is I hit AC 6.
Is a miss. Okay, and...
That's the first
kill attack. Yep. You only get 1 this round because you're 3 for 2.
Okay.
So that stops your master stroke because you miss once. Next round you get 2.
Yeah, still counts for training, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. And he missed. All right. So as we begin the new round. Oh, what was your decision, by the way?
Oh, I was going to turn around and go towards the other
way through the intersection.
Okay, so going back the way you came. Okay, you see a long staircase going down.
Is there any light on it?
No, but the light from the continual light is reaching.
Is that the one that was on the ground?
No, it's a different one.
Do you mind, Batman?
Okay, I guess I'll just have done it.
Okay, so once you get halfway down it, you go on improvision. The bottom of the staircase goes 10 feet and is entering into a room. That'll pretty much be your round. So.
I'm doing all this sneakily.
Take a full minute. All right, and... Okay, so also beginning this round, you hear a female voice coming down the hallway like this.
Sounds nothing like Janny. Keep fighting the hobgoblins.
What?
Okay, and you may roll initiative.
That's a six.
Do I roll?
So no outlets anywhere.
Commercial code does not require outlets in a wall.
What?
Commercial code does not require outlets in a wall. Gotcha. Residential code requires an outlet every 8 feet.
This is commercial.
That's why we have sucky outlet placement.
Alright, I go in 7.
Okay, so Master Stroking again?
Yes.
Alright, so you get your first one in 8.
3 for 2.
Yep, and then once you miss twice, then you're done. Alright, so what is Charlotte doing? You fired last round, there is a guy in your face.
In your face.
So you don't have a way, he did miss you, but you don't
in
have a way
face.
To shoot him.
Put him in his place.
In your
he's too
face.
Close. So what do I do?
In my face.
Okay, try to back out the door and see if he'll attack
put
Jake
you
instead.
In place, then throw her in your grave.
Okay, roll percentile dice.
Throw you with some grace.
You want to try to look really scared as you do it? Give me more. Oh, please, don't hurt me. I didn't mean to shoot your guys and kill them.
No. Okay. Arise at poor taste.
And then you give him some grace.
I did mean to, so I'm not going to
make him a dog.
Hit him in the face. Turn it in the face. I could do this for you.
Beat him in the race.
I'm sorry.
I could do this for you.
21.
Hop you up.
No.
What was it?
21.
21, okay.
Someday Jake will be cool enough to roll this.
Even, he will continue to attack you. Odd, he'll switch to Jake. He stayed with you.
I should swap the magic
I had to look over the bottom of that list, otherwise.
Yeah, that's it.
Alright?
Yeah, that would probably make
so,
a bunch of
D30s
for your thing, so you can get that.
And he goes in 5. So Jake goes in 8. So unless you attack and kill that guy and then spin on the guy that's on her, he's going to follow up on her attacker and she only has her bow in her hand.
Whoa!
And to do that, you would have to turn your back to the last guy.
No.
You kill the 2 guys in front of you instead. Let her cut it out. Okay, roll your first hit.
That's a
hit. For sure. For sure, for sure, for sure. And then some.
Oh, shell.
Does anyone want to eat the nuts that fell off my apple?
What? So, wait.
Their nuts fell off my apple.
Double specialization provides +3 damage.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the first guy takes 2 more damage from the sword.
You're mean.
The guy I hit last
time. Okay.
Let me jump after. Okay.
So that's,
I didn't actually touch the screen. I touched your
hair. 10 damage.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
With this hit. Flirty.
Okay. So he's wounded. He's not down.
He's
okay.
Always flirting.
So both of them are heavily wounded. One more so. The first guy more so than the second guy.
Okay.
Okay. And that was an 8. Now we go to 6, which is also you.
Okay. So are they both wounded in front of me?
I have one singular.
Okay. Well, I will hit the guy. I'm not lawful, so whichever guy. And that's a 4, so I think
that's a miss anyway. Yep, okay, that's your first miss around.
Great.
And that was
extra
in 6,
damage,
and we got 5.
Not
Charlotte.
Correct. That's haste.
He follows up and attacks you. And he'll miss.
I thought it was a haste.
He doesn't seem all that dangerous. I mean, you're dodging and stuff. So.
We'll do something funny. All right, so in
4. You're right, simultaneous with one of the guys, so okay. You're killing him. That's going to hit, which is going to kill him. And he's hitting you back at the same time.
Okay, so that's 14 damage to him.
Okay, and he is more than down, and you take 7.
I'm starting to feel kind of
3.
Guys.
What was Charlotte's initiative?
Maybe not.
Sorry. 4.
Okay, well, he missed you. Did you want to do something?
Destroy
You can't poke him in the eye with the bow very effectively.
Not that attitude.
I mean, you can have your bow in your left hand and just draw a dagger and attack. You might want to think about getting a small weapon. Just even if you might not be good with it.
There's a like dagger. There's a dagger in my plate mail. You can grab that.
You could draw your sword, Sorg. That's a one-handed weapon. You could still have your bow in your left hand and use your sword, Sorg. Okay. And then you attack with it at the end of the round, though. Okay. Now we go to two. And the last guy in front of you who's not dead is also in two. So he's on. And he hit.
I, too, hit.
That's the end of him.
Whoa.
That was kind of a weird round. They both attacked in the attack that you attacked them and killed them. They both attacked you and hit you.
He takes 9 damage. Okay.
He did 7 to you.
Both their swords got stuck in you and just went stab, stab.
All right, we're in two. And then one, and the end of the round, she has an attack, and you can actually take one more.
All right, I will attack.
So he's trying to attack the guy from behind that's attacking you, and you're trying to attack him from in front. Roll to hit.
Need another
D20. Oh, from it.
That's a D20. Oh, ho!
You good?
That hits. For maximum damage.
Which is how much again?
I want to turn
the
part.
15. The chainsaw did. Or sorry. 16.
Okay.
It just got fuzzed. Roll max to hit.
He killed the guy.
It just got fuzzed.
From behind that was attacking you.
Fuzzed the master with one shot.
So that was good. All the hobgoblins are dead.
Only one thing because they got one shot.
Because I looked at you already. So they have roughly
16. Okay. Well, there's no going to investigate it because she runs right up to you.
What's screaming?
Okay. You're going to run up and hide behind Jake?
Yes.
Okay. She runs into the room and hides behind you like something is chasing her.
Help me.
What were FaZe and Brunson doing after she ran? Are you running after her? Yeah, okay. Walking. So you run, you go around the corner.
On the toilet.
You look and wait and see what's coming.
Exactly.
Heal me.
Facing it.
He says, heal me.
You're not going to be able to see it.
She says, you're not going to be able to see it. You're not going to be able to see it. And then FaZe and Brunson come running into view.
If you're sick and you heat up.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.